This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here we are with the Living Mishnah, and we're up to 708 of our series. There's over 4,000 Mishnah to learn, so let's get moving. The Mishnah today is found in Seder Zeraim, and I thank Jack Dweck of Yad Yosef for dedicating a Mishnah and a Perek of Navi to be enjoyed by children and adults anywhere. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and today I'm focusing on Mishnah in Masechet Demai, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Does a person have to take off Truma Maaser when he gives an innkeeper vegetables to cook? Does he have to take it off before he gives it to her or after? So we know that there's a rule in the Torah. Hashem says if you live in Israel, in Eretz HaKodesh, you have to give Teruma and Maaser to the Kohen and the Levi. Interestingly, the Levi gets more than the Kohen when it comes to Maaser. And I think the obvious reason is because since the Levi doesn't really have a big territory of land in Israel, Hashem has Rachmanis on him and gives him 48 towns to live in. The Levim were spread out around Israel so they could be Mashpia and other Jews. That means they could teach them about Yiddishkeit. And they should get from your field, from your fruits and vegetables, they should get a tithe. So it says the Halakha Mishnah, Hanotein lefundakit. If someone gives to a fundakit, what's a fundakit? An innkeeper. He gives an innkeeper, let's say it's a woman, he gives her some vegetables, he says, please cook this for me. So says the Mishnah, according to the first rabbi, Rabbi Meir, usually Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Ma'asir et shehu noten la. When he gives her the fruits or vegetables, he should first take off Ma'asir and give to the Kohen Levi. And the reason the Tanna Kamma holds this, is because we're choshed that the woman is going to really switch your vegetables with her own, and she's going to eat yours, either because yours are better, or maybe even if yours are worse, maybe she wants to make you a happy customer, so you'll compliment her service, and you'll come more often to the inn, so she can make more money. But the bottom line is, Tanna Kamma holds, you better take off Maaser, otherwise she's going to eat it, and we have a rule, Ein chavir motzi mitachet yado davar sheinu mitukan. A chavir is a good Jew, keeps the Torah, he's called a chavir. He's not going to leave vegetables that were not tith, because he's worried someone's going to eat it and be nechshal and tevel. If someone eats tevel, it's a very big sin. You're not allowed to eat Israel fruits and vegetables before they take off Truma Maaser. Even nowadays, there's a way that the farms take off the Truma Maaser, the religious ones. Someone told me, you know what they do with the fruit that they take off? Someone told me they don't give it to the Kohen and Levi nowadays. They give it to the whatchamacallit, to the animals in the zoo. Could ask me later why. If it's the Levi's, don't mind giving it away. Not for now. But anyway, so I brought some rice. I can't eat rice that's raw, so I give it to this person to cook for me, to make me yummy, delicious cooked rice. Everyone knows, if you want to be strong, you have to eat your vegetables. Everyone knows, if you want to be strong, you got to eat your fruits. Did you guys like that picture? It's pretty cute, no? All right. So according to the Tanna Kamma, you have to take off Maaser from your fruits and vegetables before you give it to her, from the potatoes, from the tomatoes, from the peppers, from the things. But not only that, even when she gives it back to you, the pot, you have to take it off again, because maybe she switched it. So the first time you took it off is in case she keeps it for herself. The second time is before you eat it, you have to take off Truma Maaser. So again, Tanna Kamma is choshed that the woman stole your vegetables for herself. So therefore, you have Rachmanis on her. She's an Ama Aretz. She doesn't know the Torah law as well. So you take off Maaser. You know, sometimes people steal. Rachmanis Litzlan. Here's a picture of a woman stealing from a supermarket. She was poor. She didn't have anything to eat. So she stole a chocolate bar. So we're chayshu that she's going to steal your food. Therefore, you should take off Truma Maaseh first. Amar Reb Yossi says, Ein anu achrayin l'ramayin. We are not responsible for trickers, for swindlers, for people who are going to take your food and sneak it away. No, you don't have to take off Maaseh before you give it to her. Einu Maaseh elo mashinotel mimena bavad. You only have to take off Maaseh from the vegetables that you get back from her, but not the ones that you gave to her in the first place. Because tough luck, if she's a dishonest person, why should I worry about her? Says Reb Yossi, you only have to take off Truma Maaseh, what you get back, and not what you give it to her. Okay, thank you, Torah Anytime, for broadcasting us. Nothing like a Torah show. Everyone's welcome to come to my Sunday program at Enenis 15. Every week a different Torah show. And I really appreciate Stanley Shamash for also sponsoring. It should be a great zechut. And it should be a zechut for the soldiers and the hostages. And if you're more interested in Torah shows, reach out to us. We could tell you what we could do for you. Bezrat Hashem. Nothing compares to a Torah show. I'm even having a dream. In Sinai Academy, they have this empty shul on the second floor. I have a dream of turning that into a theater just for Torah shows. And invite children from all over the world to come watch the Torah show. There's seats, there's upstairs. If Hashem gives me $1 million, I think I could pull it off. Okay. Thank you, Chaim Lax, for also being a sponsor. Thank you, Mr. Anzru, Mr. Hula, for being sponsors. And of course, Jack Dweck, Tizkela Mitzvah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.